Yo, check one, two.
Hip hop
to the max.
The best in the beat.
All the hip hop.
It's Headcrack's Hip Hop Spot.
Freaks Mad Morning Show time right now is 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We all fresh and thawed out from yesterday's festivities in Mardi Gras.
That was crazy. That was a real struggle. It was a lot of fun. We had fun out there.
Oh, a blast. Man, we got to jump on and off some floats, man, and just, you know, just party out, just kick it with the people. Shout out to Power out there, man. Thanks for all the love from everybody over there in that situation. Let's talk some hip-hop, shall we? All right. Afro Man. He was like one of those dudes that kind of had one hit. If you forgot what it sounded like, this is what that song was. Because I Got High. Well, he was recently doing a show, and there were people there, a lot of people there, and he wanted to do his guitar solo, and apparently this female in the audience had other ideas. She started jointly dancing on stage, and then he clocked her. And then went back to playing his guitar.
That takes intense concentration there.
My man really wanted to get that guitar solo in.
Oh.
Like, you know, like when you heard him stop playing guitar, that's like when he hit her, and then like 3 seconds later.
But back. Drunk people, when you're not drunk, are so annoying.
You know, sometimes people at shows just feel like they're supposed to be on stage. Guess what? You're not.
Right, like Little Mama that one time.
Yeah. But check this out. He got arrested. Afro Man got arrested, booked for assault, and released on a $330 bond. It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been.
He hasn't commented, but his lawyer says he was concerned when he saw the woman because he didn't know what her intention was. And sometimes, you know, it is what it is. Not saying anyone would try to kill Afro Man, but, you know, once again, it is what it is. Moving on, let's talk Tyga, shall we? He wants everybody in the world to know that he is not dating Kylie Jenner.
Really?
He said he just wanted to get that out of the way. He says he didn't leave his family to be with Kylie. It's ridiculous. Him and China broke up close to a year now, and they decided to split to raise an emotionally unstable kid. Well, emotionally stable kid. I didn't leave nobody to be with nobody. It just wasn't working. He said that about Blac Chyna.
Well, on Instagram yesterday, there was someone who worked at a hotel that allegedly the couple stayed at and spent Valentine's Day together. So people are kind of leaking information out there.
Yeah, like who hangs out with their, I mean, well, people hang out with their friend on Valentine's Day, but here's the thing, bro. She's 17. She just turned 17.
16 when they started hanging, so.
Yeah, you look real creepy out there, bro. Mm-hmm. You might want to find some friends, I don't know, maybe in your age bracket.
Early 20s.
That'd be cool. That'd be very acceptable.
Or a late 18-year-old. How about that?
That's still a little dangerous, but it's more acceptable.
It is.
It's less frowned upon. You take that to Finland. That's what you do. Last little thing I got for you. Kevin Hart is going to make history on August 30th. He's going to perform at a gig in his hometown of Philadelphia at the Lincoln Financial Field. Now, that's the same stadium that the Philadelphia Eagles play. That will be the first comedy show at the stadium, and it'll be the first time any comedian has headlined at an NFL stadium. Like, he played where the Philadelphia 76ers played. That holds 20,000. But this stadium holds 70,000 people.
Wow. Good for Kevin. I'm sure his family and his people back there in Philly are so proud. That's where he came from, so.
Yo, man, just to watch that dude rise for the top, man. Because, like, he was in Soul Plane. And at one point in time, it looked like there was no coming back from that.
And we used to give him a tough time back in the day, seeing him around L.A.
You know, like in 1,000 years from now, when they rewrite the Bible, they might put Kevin Hart's story in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd be up in there with Jonah and them in the whale's mouth. All right, man, for this and other stories, I'll follow him on Twitter and Instagram later on this morning. Pharrell has another reason to be happy, and I have a major announcement to make. Just that and other stuff later on this morning. We need your wake-up calls.
We sure do. Give us a call at 1-866-9-RICKY. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply. Bye.
Yo, it's poppin', it's Kendrick Lamar. We got more Ricky Smiley Morning Show coming up next.